and welcome to a very special edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com, with me as your host, Chris Lake Ties McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. On this instalment of your absolutely favourite kind of burst, I'm joined by Justin. I've officially run out of things that rhyme with Snake Eyes Bell to discuss the news that the G.I. Joe Snake Eyes movie has gone into production. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. Here we go, guys. Not only has the new G.I. Joe movie gone into production, but we have also been informed, thanks to Histank for breaking the news, that it will be officially titled G.I. Joe Snake Eyes. They also mentioned that the title change was probably down to avoiding any confusion with the 1998 Nicolas Cage classic Snake Eyes, also produced by Paramount Pictures, and that the film also carries the description G.I. Joe Reboot Movie, thanks to that Evan Spiliotopoulos interview that we reported on from a while back. Hasbro's own Allspark Pictures will be co-producing the movie with Paramount, and even though we haven't heard any news of a director or cast in an official capacity, they will be revealed very soon. So, Justin, wow. We mentioned on the last burst regarding the movie that we would hear some info out of Paramount, and guess what? We have. They don't seem to be waiting on Bumblebee now, it would appear. Good idea or not?
Yeah, I think it's probably a good idea. I mean, especially if they're still shooting for that March 2020 date, there would be, you know, it'd be tough to kind of just sit and, you know, vegetate and just hope that Bumblebee does well. Plus, I mean, you know, we have heard kind of rumors that Bumblebee isn't tracking quite as strong as they were hoping for. So, you know, you got to wonder if maybe they're deciding that, well, let's just move ahead with it and not worry about that too much. But yeah, I mean, if they'd sat and waited too long, you got to worry about juggling Hollywood schedules with all the different stars and stuff. So I think you might as well just bite the bullet and start the process and get it rolling.
You mentioned there about the March 2020 date. I mean, do you think it's back on, or do you still expect that some sort of delay, a bit of pushback on that date?
As quickly as things have been moving right now, I mean, it seems like that's becoming a little bit more feasible. I still think it'd be a challenge for them to get it done by then. I mean, you're still talking about a little over a year from now, you know. That still seems very tight. But, you know, certainly, you know, things have gone from rumor to active production in a matter of like a month. So who knows what might have been going on behind the scenes, and who knows how much headway they've already made. So who knows? We could be seeing this sooner than we all thought.
February 2020. the word reboot is getting banded around now. Is it safe to say they'll be distancing themselves from the previous offerings?
Yeah, I think that's probably a safe assumption, especially, you know, considering the reports from, and I'm not on a first name basis with the screenwriter or anything, but there's no way I'm going to try to say his last name. But based on his interviews, you know, it seems really, really clear that, you know, this, just from a tonal standpoint, this film is quite a bit different than what we've been seeing in the past. But yeah, just looking at tone and things like that, they're obviously going in a somewhat different the original two films. So I think it's a pretty safe bet we're starting over.
Interesting that the title is now G.I. Joe Snake Eyes. They mentioned that it has a lot to do with the Nick Cage movie, but I mean, is this a good idea anyway to keep the branding prominent?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, they've got to have G.I. Joe on the logo there somewhere. They need people. I mean, granted, everybody identifies Snake Eyes with G.I. Joe, but still, I mean, the brand is not Snake Eyes. The brand is G.I. Joe, so it does have to be featured in some capacity on movie branding and things like that. So I think it really makes sense for them to keep including that as much as humanly possible, just so people realize that, yes, this is a Snake Eyes movie, but, you know, it is still connected with the G.I. Joe universe.
Yeah. I mean, I've been amazed at the speed with which all this is kind of coming out now. We did say that we were going to hear something, you know, by Monday, and lo and behold, we've heard quite a lot. So big shout out to Histank for dropping this news, because I mean, this is pretty much where we've been seeing most of the Snake Eyes kind of rumors and the titles and everything.
Right.
So shout out to Fran and the guys at Histank for doing that. But I mean, I'm really excited now, because I keep expecting, like every couple of days, I'm checking like Google for any kind of news reports about the Snake Eyes movie. Is it getting your excitement levels up a little bit as well?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I've officially kind of entered movie check mode where, I mean, it happened during Rise of Cobra. I mean, Generals Joes as it currently exists would not exist without the Rise of Cobra. I mean, the Rise of Cobra film is what really drove me into becoming a daily news site back in the day. And I know I'm not that right now, but that's kind of what really created the evolution of GeneralsJoes.com. So the movie stuff is really what gets my gears going. So, you know, once we start really getting into active production, I'll be full blown, like checking news sites every day, you know, Twitter alerts, Google alerts, all that stuff, just to keep, you know, keep notified of what's happening and soak it all in. Cause it's good stuff. It's really good stuff.
Paramount has said that it is official now. The movie has gone from pre-production to production, which I have to say feels great considering I thought this was dead in the water. I really did.
Yes.
What sort of info are you expecting to hear in the coming months now? I mean, DJ Caruso to direct, do you think that'll come back up again? Any cast members that you think might be taken on?
Yeah, well, clearly because they're worried about that Nick Cage movie back in the day. Nick Cage is obviously going to be Snake Eyes. Caruso's, I think Caruso makes the most sense. I mean, he's the only name we've really heard attached to the project, and we haven't heard any other rumors beyond that. So I think that's the most logical thing. As far as who's starring, I still really am sort of at a loss as to who they might tap to be Snake Eyes. Again, I think it's going to be some name that people recognize. You know, whether those people are me, I don't know, because I know there's a whole generation of stars now that I don't necessarily recognize, so it might not be somebody who's familiar with me, especially if they're going back to the 70s, and you got to figure they're going to be gearing towards a youngish actor. So I mean, there's, you know, all sorts of possibilities, and I'm really not immersed in Hollywood like I once was, so I, you know, could be anybody, and I really don't have much education to speak to that.
Yeah, well, Nick Cage did the movie Face Off as well, so coincidence? I think not.
They're going to combine those two, the Snake Eyes movie and the Face Off movie, to bring us G.I. Joe Snake Eyes.
Could you imagine? Well, I don't expect a lot of the cast that we've seen in the previous films to kind of come back. That's, you know, yeah, pretty clear. Especially if they're distancing themselves and putting it in more of a reboot, like a full reboot, which I must admit is like, that was like poetry when I heard that it was going to be a full reboot. I was like, oh, please let that stick. I just think there needs to be now definitely to tie it into the Transformers universe and the kind of combined universe. If they want to do that, which it looks like it's, I mean, the timing now that this is coming out, the fact that Bumblebee's dropping in December, I am almost certain that we're going to see some sort of homage in the end of that Bumblebee movie, something.
Yeah, it seems inevitable. I mean, it really makes a lot of sense for them to do some kind of connective tissue, even if it's not some major connection. You got to think there's going to be some kind of Easter egg or somewhere in there.
Do you think John Cena is going to get tapped up for this? Do you think that's something they would kind of talk about now, or do you think they'd wait until after the Bumblebee movie comes out?
They'd probably wait. You know, I think to a degree they'll want it to be a surprise, but he would make a whole lot of sense as kind of that ongoing thread that ties some of the stuff together. I mean, he's a military guy in the Bumblebee film. You know, he's pretty popular. You know, I'm not going to say he's going to be the next Dwayne the Rock Johnson, but, you know, he's certainly got his fans out there. But he's not a huge name, you know. I mean, he's big, but he's not huge. So you could see how he'd be someone Hasbro might tap into to kind of carry the franchise or this whole connected universe franchise together. So I could see them doing something like that. And he appeals to kids. I mean, and that's what Hasbro, that's really what it gets down to, is Hasbro is trying to find a way to appeal to a younger demographic. John Cena certainly does that, right?
I mean, I would have to say that I think he is a big name, but just not in terms of movies, you know. Like, I mean,
correct.
The Rock, yeah, I mean, you know, that is a huge name, even though most of his movies are pretty bone. He is,
yeah, and I've said this before, but even my, you know, my 9-year-old daughter, who has never watched a 30 seconds of WWE, has seen John Cena on YouTube and shouts his name and sings a stupid song and runs over with him driving. So, I mean, he's obviously out there.
Awesome. Well, I mean, we will keep you guys informed of any more news coming up. Justin, thanks for jumping on at the very, very last second to talk about this. I'm sure we're going to be talking about this more often. Justin, our movie correspondent, thank you for jumping on.
Not a problem. Anytime, Chris.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my wonderful movie correspondent, Justin Bell. See you next time. And as always, full Cage. I mean, full Nicholas. I mean, full Force. Full Face Off.
Full Face Off. There you go.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now. No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full force.